Morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and young men, and young women too. I am not prepared, so I'll just kind of impromptu this one. But I'll start with some thoughts first, I guess. And then maybe if some scriptures come to mind, I'll ask some of you young ones or young men to give me the references. But I was thinking a lot this week about how, and coincidentally it was about giving. I didn't even know the boys' lesson was giving, because I don't do the young men's lesson anymore. But I was just thinking about how we can worry about our motives behind giving sometimes, or if we're going to be adequate to help somebody, or how do we help, you know. And but I just thought, we just show up, like at a work bee, you know, we all show up. And we all just give what we can, we do. We lend a hand where we can, and I think that's all we're required to do. I was just thinking about that at length. And because if we do what we can do, then that's a blessing, you know. And when everybody gets together and they work together, and we can all get a lot done, and yeah, I guess that was my thought, and I would encourage all you young men to continue with that, and it's a real blessing. Like, me and Molly were actually talking, and I was talking about all the young men, how everybody has every young man and young woman here, but I'm talking particularly about the young men, because we get together and we do work and help people out, and y'all have a sense of just lending your hand where you can, you know, just because it's right to help and to enjoy working together and that camaraderie. And that's a real blessing. I appreciate it very much. It's encouraging, inspiring to me. So keep doing that, boys, I want to keep doing that too, because that's a real blessing, a tremendous blessing. And the verse, one of the young men shared the verse about giving, not giving out of necessity or grudgingly, but can the young man who quoted that verse, can they read it again? I don't know who it was, but it was about not giving grudgingly, I guess. It was about the attitude.
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 9:7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
God loves a cheerful giver. There you go. And it really is, when you give, I don't know why it's so hard for us to do that. We have our own things to do, but when we do give, it does something for us too, because it's good for us. Anyway, I guess that's all I have. Lord bless you all.